KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 46 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 75. In area news, authorities investigating a report of persons tampering with a lawnmower at a residence just outside of Red Oak early this morning arrested two men. Bobby J. Bruce of Red Oak and Jason Ahearns of Council Bluffs were taken into custody at around 3:30 a.m. on a charge of trespassing, a simple misdemeanor. Bruce and Ahearns were brought to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies were assisted by officers with the Red Oak Police Department in handling the incident. News time is 7:07.
When you buy a used New Holland CR combine from Lindeman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, cutting no corners, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lindeman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership. And when our name is on it, we stand behind it.
And we've got a great selection of New Holland CR combines. We start out with a real nice lineup of Class 8 Series 8090s and 9070s. We have everything in the larger units from 08 to 2012s. We also have a great selection of Class 6 combines, the CR 6090, a 2012, and a CR 9040, a 2011. So if you're thinking about a nice late model combine, give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's Board of Directors has agreed to appoint a selection committee tasked with reopening the interview process for the executive director's position. Earlier this month, Rhonda Larson resigned from the post after serving for less than 2 months. In a press release Tuesday, past Chamber President Chip Hansen said due to the nature of the personnel issues, the board cannot comment on the specifics of the resignation of Rhonda Larson. He said they wish her the best in the future endeavors and thank her for her time. Hansen said also the board hopes to have the position filled in the coming weeks, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce intends to update the public as they move forward. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will act on approving a resolution to enter into an agreement, 28E or intergovernmental, with Montgomery County. And that's with regard to the joint responsibilities for a bridge replacement project on the Cass-Montgomery County Line Road in Section 32 of Noble Township. The board will also hear regularly scheduled reports. The meeting begins at 8:30. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to act on the master matrix scoring for the proposed expansion of hog confinement operations near Orient this morning. The Geidel family wants to double each of their three farming operations from 2,500 head to 5,000. After a review of the correspondence, the board will make their recommendation to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. In May, the Adair County Supervisors voted 4-1 against the family's plan to expand their hog operations. Today's action is set to take place at 9:45. In other business, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will act on a fiscal year 2015 emergency preparedness grant contract, case management services amended and restated 28E agreement, a Spear Financial Supplemental Financial Services agreement, and the awarding of a contract for a reinforced concrete box culvert projects. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors approved a new telephone phone system for the Shelby County Courthouse in a meeting held Tuesday morning. The Shelby County Assessor, Tony Bloomin, explained that a committee comprised of himself, Treasurer Carol Bloom, and Recorder Linda Fahn worked on going out for bids for the new telephone system. He called the current courthouse telephone system outdated, and most of the parts cannot be ordered if something goes wrong. The committee received bids from Farmers Mutual Telephone Cooperative Company, Mitel, and Off Kilter Media.
We looked at all three of them. We looked at some of the systems that were provided by them. We looked at the costing and so on. And our recommendation, I think, is unanimous to go with Farmers Mutual. Not only are they our current provider, they offer a product that doesn't involve upgrading to a network system, which would be a little bit more complex in getting the system running. It was also the least pricey of all the three proposals as well.
Bowman said the bids were not exactly alike, which is why there was a discrepancy in the amount per company. The bid from Farmers Mutual Telephone Company was for $15,080. The supervisors approved the bid with a vote of 2-0, with board member Roger Schmitz abstaining due to being a member of the FMCTC board. One talking point was an emergency button service in every room of the courthouse, which would tie into the new phone system. The supervisors agreed they needed more information on what would be needed to install the system at the courthouse before making a final decision on the matter. In other business, the Shelby County Board of Supervisors approved a disaster declaration for the county presented by Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert. Council Bluffs has given the green light to a measure that bans residents from purposely feeding wild turkeys. The City Council unanimously approved a second reading Monday on an ordinance that bans turkey feeding. They waived the third and final reading, which means it will be in effect soon. A first offense could result in a warning letter. Subsequent offenses could lead to the fine. Growing a garden or flowers that attract the birds would not fall under the category of purposely feeding them. Councilman Nate Watson said feeding wild turkeys causes a nuisance. News time is 7:12.
When you buy a used New Holland CR Combine from Lineman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed, inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lineman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership.
So isn't it time you looked into upgrading to a newer or bigger CR Combine from Lindeman's, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic?
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Anthony Wenzel Pavanka, age 89, of Dexter, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Anthony Pavanka will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mike Wuhr, age 44, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial service for Mike Wuhr will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Randy Stephen Heilig, age 60, of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Randy Heilig will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Franklin Derby, age 76, and Sue Ellen Derby, age 65, both of Carroll and formerly of Exira, have died. Frank died May the 18th, and Sue Ellen died last Friday, both at the Carroll Health Center Nursing Home. Joint memorial services for Frank and Sue Ellen Derby will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Carroll. Sheila Spees Whitson, age 56, of Sioux City, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. Funeral services for Sheila Whitson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Elizabeth Lundstedt, age 68, of Greenfield, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Elizabeth Lundstedt will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Timothy Robert Stein, age 42, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Tim Stein will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mildred Marchant, age 82, of Panora, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Marchant will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Nedra Horn, age 75, of Pleasantville and formerly of Victor, has died. Funeral services for Nedra Horn will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Mason Funeral Home in Pleasantville. Donald Coron, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Donald Coron are currently pending. Richard Wooster, age 93, of Rural Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza. Services for Richard Wooster are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Carol Kramer, age 75, of Orient, died Tuesday in Clearfield. Funeral services for Carol Kramer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.